Movement has a new voice, a monthly magazine aimed at promoting a backlash against so-called pop feminism. This Seattle publication was launched this spring and already has a circulation of more than 5,000 across Canada and the United States. It contains advice for men and some pretty offensive humor that has infuriated many women. Ron Van Mechelen is the publisher of The Backlash, and he's joining us now in our Vancouver studio. Mr. Mechelen, if male bashing is a bad thing to do, why is women bashing okay?
It's not really. The purpose of the offensive humor is to reverse jokes about men into jokes about women and to run the jokes side by side so that people can really see that, hey, this is offensive whether it's about women or men.
But you go beyond the jokes. I mean, the articles you write is... there's a lot of negative stuff out there, and I'm just saying to you, you profess on one hand that, in fact, you care about women's rights,
absolutely,
but you think the pendulum's swung too far, but your response, then, is to be so negative towards women and promote hate that I don't think you're helping your supposed cause.
You know, this is really interesting. When you say something bad about men, you know, like men oppress women, men commit violence against women, that's okay because it's seen as critical of men protecting women. We're really protecting women there. But when we come out and say, well, look, here are the good things about men, here are where their arguments are wrong, here's where their arguments are oppressive of men, and all of a sudden it's like, gee whiz, we're saying bad things about women. Not true. What we're saying is men are people too. Men need to have the same equal protections that women do.
Oh, but come on, you're presenting yourself as a sort of a nice, reasonable person here, but if we look at, actually it was a raving review. I have to tell you, this was a raving review that was given to you by Peter Rayside in a Canadian paper, but he's talking about how great it was, your off-color jokes, and then he refers to hilarious features such as Flame a Feminist, a bogus ad for a device which shoots a stream of hot red pepper sauce that stops feminists by paralyzing their vocal cords. Now, come on, this is not nice, learned, legitimate argument, surely.
Very true. And where that came from originally was the newsletter of the Seattle NOW. There was an ad in there for one of those handheld devices that you can use to stop an attacker with hot red pepper sauce. And I think it's a marvelous device. I think everyone should have one, men and women. But in this ad in Seattle NOW's newsletter, it was all aimed at men as the bad guy. There was nothing about, you know, stop an attacker, whether it's a man or a woman. It was stop that man before he hurts you. Men are going to attack you. Protect yourself from men. And so all I did with that Flame a Feminist ad was I took their ad, and wherever I saw the word man, I replaced it with feminist, and then I condensed it down just enough to fit, because in the Seattle NOW newsletter, it was a pretty long ad. So, you know, offensive ad or not, it started in a feminist newsletter.
So you start to make a joke about something where a woman who might be physically threatened on the street and trying to find a way to protect herself, you make it into this supposedly joke ad where you're talking about paralyzing the vocal cords of feminists because you don't like what they're saying.
Okay, now, what we're seeing here is that first off, 70% of all violence is committed against men. Women are by far the minority victims when it comes to violence. So most violence is committed against men. And I was doing what men do when we're confronted with oppression, with bad things that hurt us. Most men respond to these things by making jokes out of them, whereas women respond to these things by going to the government often and saying there ought to be a law to make us safe.
I'm sure that you know that there's just been a federal report released in Canada showing that the statistics, in fact, are exactly the opposite of what you say in terms of violent victims.
But well, maybe in Canada it's different. I don't know. I'm from the States.
Absolutely different. The legitimate collection of grievances that you talk to is seen by many women to be, in fact, hate literature. Now, what are you trying to accomplish with your paper?
Well, as Sylvia Ann Hewlett points out in her book, The Myth of the Women's Liberation, every movement needs its polemics because most people aren't going to listen to reasoned whispers, at least not in the beginning. And there has been 30 years of man-bashing going on, 30 years of people like Catherine MacKinnon and Andrea Dworkin telling the world men are bad, blame for all the world's problems. I'm here to say, no, there is a lot of good and noble characteristics in men, and we need to acknowledge and respect that. Because when we started telling men, don't protect women 25, 30 years ago, don't open doors for women, men started treating women like equals, and now women with their voice pieces like Catherine McKinnon and Anita Hill are going to the government and demanding that the government be their substitute husband.
But don't you see that if you're saying it's wrong for women to have taken these extreme positions against men, that it's equally wrong for you to take an extreme position against women? Why don't
you... What extreme position are you talking about?
The extreme position of your paper, The Backlash, which mm-hmm. its tone is, okay, you've been making fun of us, or a couple of you over in the extreme have been saying bad things about us and making fun of us, so therefore we're going to go, as you say, to the other extreme and do it back to show you it's wrong. Now, why don't you say...
But you see, that's not what The Backlash is all about.
That's certainly how it reads, and that's how your reviewers think it is and why they're raving about it. Now, just let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Let me assume that you are a reasonable guy.
Thank you.
That maybe you, in fact, even care that women have been disadvantaged maybe in the workforce and other relationships in the past.
Mm-hmm.
If you want equality for everybody,
mm-hmm.
aren't there better, less inflammatory ways of getting to that position where we can all work together on this instead of you saying something that makes me mad and I say something that makes you mad?
Perhaps. And most men, myself included, believed so. For most of my life, I was a male feminist. I was out there working for women's causes, for women's rights. I supported women's rights almost all of my life. And the more I did, the more despised of women I was. And more men are finding this to be true. Men who do not, at least in their mind, think of women as sex objects, most of those men end up single, celibate, and alone. It's the men who treat women like sex objects who find themselves loved by women.
Why do you say, for instance, it's a feminist crusade against men to have circumcision? What has that got to do with feminism?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, there was one article in one of the Backlash newsletters that was about circumcision, and it wasn't aimed at women at all. It was merely saying, here is a problem, men, we need to work on this, because feminists certainly, and I think legitimately, have said, no, we must not have females being circumcised,
well,
at least not against their will. Let them be adults and make the decision for themselves.
Thank you,
and
Mr. Van Mechelen, for joining us. I'm afraid we're out of time, but I do have to say to you, you think it's wrong for women to push for their affirmative agenda.
I think
it's wrong for you to make jokes that talk about burning women's
all
vocal
cords. All I do is reverse women's jokes about men.
We will be back in a moment.